Questo è da come switch hub. This is Dr. Sushar. The current patient's name is Michaelina Brown, Brown, Michaelina, Michaelina. Date of birth is 7/15/1942. Date of service is 9/8/2022. Ms. Brown is a very pleasant 80-year-old female with recent history of femur fracture while she was visiting Canada. She was admitted to Wellbridge after that. She had rehab. She was subsequently discharged from Wellbridge. She was doing better. She was admitted to the hospital. Having left hip and thigh pain. She was felt to be dehydrated, having significant pain as well as peripheral neuropathy. She was also having significant fluid retention and swelling. She does have history of underlying nephropathy. She has history of renal transplantation. She was given albumin as well as IV Lasix. She also developed acute severe C. diff colitis, for which she was treated with PO vancomycin as well as IV flagyl. Also developed Klebsiella bacteremia, felt to be primary GI source, for which she received IV antibiotics. Her hemoglobin was low. She was requiring transfusion. Her anticoagulants were held. Patient was seen by gastroenterology. She was subsequently doing better, but felt to be significantly weak. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she does have some pain in her hip as well as legs. She is significantly weak. She has been somewhat fatigued and drowsy, at times confused. Was felt to be having some metabolic encephalopathy, but she denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, peripheral vascular disease, chronic back pain, history of renal transplantation, secondary to renal failure. history of spinal stenosis, recurrent UTI, gastroesophageal reflux disease, diabetes mellitus, benign positional vertigo, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, kidney transplant, total knee arthroplasty, total hip arthroplasty, atherectomy, cystoscopy, retinal detachment surgery, and tubal ligation. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR, allergies to contrast dye, penicillin, and tetanus toxoids. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of CAD, denied any history of MI. She does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, she does have history of GI bleed, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. She denies any abdominal pain, no nausea or vomiting. No, and she does have history of C. diff colitis. Urinary, she does have history of kidney transplant, secondary to kidney failure. Denies any history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, she denies any complaints of. She does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis, history of back pain, history of hip and knee arthroplasty. Neurological, she denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. She overall generalized weakness, history of metabolic encephalopathy, history of early cognitive deficit. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People speak round and reactive to light. Muscle movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleeding, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2, slight 6, left and bottom was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Left buttock, there is decubitus ulcer with dressing in place. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, history of C. diff colitis. Next, bacteremia. Next, history of kidney transplant. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, history of hip fracture. Next, chronic back pain. Next, DJD. Next, decubitus ulcer. To implant, discussion about her symptoms. Encourage her to drink enough fluids. Try to eat better. Work with therapy. Continue current medications. We'll monitor her sugars. We'll check her blood work. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Christine Simicek, S-I-M-E-C-E-K, Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Date of birth is 6-12-1930. Date of service is 9-8-2022. Ms. Simicek is a very pleasant ...92-year-old female who was admitted to the hospital with altered mental status. She has some baseline confusion, but much worse. She was brought to the emergency room, was also having frequent falls. She denied any complaints of chest pain. She denied any shortness of breath. She denied any palpitations. She denied any nausea, no vomiting. She denied any diarrhea, no fever, chills, no other complaints. Past medical history, she was... She was also felt to be in acute kidney injury as well as lactic acidosis. She was given IV fluid, started on ceftriaxone. She did improve some. She was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denied any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath. She denied any palpitations, denied any nausea, no vomiting. She denied any diarrhea. She does complain of feeling significant weakness. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for COPD, anxiety, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, moderate aortic stenosis. Past surgical history has been significant for total abdominal hysterectomy, allergies to shellfish and penicillin. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol occasionally, no other drugs. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain.
Denied any heaviness or pressure sensations. Denied any palpitations.
Denied any complaints of any abdominal pain or nausea, vomiting or diarrhea. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, no palpitation, moderate aortic stenosis, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, she does have history of COPD, home oxygen dependent, but denied any pain with deep inspiration, no history of pneumonia, denied any cough, no other complaints. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of GERD, denied to urinary, no complaints, neurological. She had complaints of generalized weakness, denied any history of TIA or CVA, history of cognitive deficits. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 2/6. Left lumbar was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Altered mental status, next history of dementia, next GERD, next COPD, next acute and chronic kidney disease, next depression, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids, continue current medications, will monitor her labs, will follow up on her workup. She has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.